Greetings today in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior, the one who made it possible for us to have eternal life. You know, we've been kind of focusing on the end of the world. And when I say, well, let me introduce myself first. My name is Moses Stolzfus. My phone number is 717-656-9576. If there's any questions that you'd like to ask, feel free to give me a call. If you have any, if something touches your heart, feel free to give me a call. And so it's my desire here to encourage us and to encourage us to a closer walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's my whole desire in doing these daily inspirations. So anyway, I was this week I was kind of focusing on the end of the world, and maybe in a different light than many people would think of as the end of the world. Yes, I do realize that the end of the world will come. The end of this globe as we know it will someday cease to exist. I mean, this globe here will someday cease to exist as we know it today. And it says after the flood back in Noah's time that God brought forth a new earth. And according to Scripture, I believe God will do that again. God will do that again one day, and the thing that really God is true. God's word will come to pass, and God said that the elements will melt with fervent heat. The elements will melt with fervent heat. So yes, someday this earth will pass away, it does say, and as we know it today. And but you know, the thing that I was focusing on this week was the fact that the end of the world can be much closer than we think. We think, well, there's certain things that need to come to pass yet before the end of the world. And that may be true. But, you know, we look at the obituaries. We can watch the obituaries every day. And we see that the end of the world has come for many people. If we would look across the whole nation at all the obituaries, and yes, I'm sure we don't, maybe that would be a little bit depressive if we would do that. But, you know, this morning I just like to consider that there are thousands of people dying every day. And I do have a thought I looked that up, but I guess I didn't. I did look it up, but anyway, there are thousands and thousands of people dying in the world every day. And for those people who died yesterday, the end of the world has come. They will not have any chance anymore to repent. The end of the world has come. And so I would just like to, and for many of those, maybe it was a sudden death. And they were not expecting it. And who knows what it might have been. It may have been any number of different things that that has caused, you know, the Lord has many different ways to end the life of people. And it may be by accident, it may be by heart attack, it may be by cancer. And, you know, we don't know what our end is going to, how our end is going to be. And we don't know if we will have even 1 minute to cry out to God and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You know, the sinner on the cross beside Jesus, the one called out to Jesus, and Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. He believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, on the other hand, we know the Pharisee and the two men in the temple who went up to pray, and the one said, the one was boasting of how many good works he did and all that, but that man ended up in hell. He did not end up in heaven with Jesus Christ. But the other man just simply smote his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You know, we must acknowledge that we are sinners. And that brings me to John 6:44. Well, no, that's not the verse I wanted. Romans 3:11. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. There is no fear of God in their eyes. Romans 3:18. 1 Corinthians 2:14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And so, since it's we don't know if we will be able to draw the next breath, that's how fleeting our life is, and that's how uncertain our life is. So it behooves us to seek first the kingdom of God, like I said yesterday. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you. And 2 Corinthians 1:20, it says, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God. And let's consider Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you are not born again, if you're not a child of God, are you diligently seeking him? How do you diligently seek the Lord? How do you do it? This morning I would like to encourage you that this morning I would like to encourage you to diligently seek the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. And I'd like to show you how you can diligently seek him. First of all, I believe that you need to read the Bible, because the Bible has the answers. And I know if you're not walking with the Lord Jesus, maybe the Bible doesn't make sense to you. But you know, if you could just open your heart, and maybe you could start reading in 1 John and see what the Bible has to say there. Maybe you would get a little glimpse of what God wants for his children, and what is possible. You know, it is possible for us to know that we've been born again. That's what John says there in 1 John. He says that I have written these things that you may know, that you may know. And so if you don't know, read the Bible, read 1 John, read the Gospel of John, and, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God. You know, there's a lot of things that we can do to seek first the kingdom of God. And I would just like to encourage you to read the Bible and allow God to work in your heart, and just simply pray to God and ask God to direct you to the right scriptures, and ask God to open your eyes that you may understand the scriptures as you read them. And, you know, God is faithful to do these things. If we are just faithful to seek first the kingdom of God, you know, how desperate are you to to become a child of God? Is the pleasures of this world, is that of greater desire, greater interest to you than to seek first the kingdom of God? Are you walking after ball games? Do you know the names of every player in the Phillies or every player in the, I don't even know who all the different ball games are, but you know, some people, they know the names of every player. They know they follow it, and they're really into it. But what about the Word of God? Do you know every book of the Bible? If I would say, turn to Jeremiah 3:14, would you know where to find it in the Bible? You know, that's what it means to seek first the kingdom of God. If we seek first the kingdom of God, then we study His Word. Then we look at it and we read it and you know, someday maybe God will open your eyes and you will be able to understand the Word of God. For those of us that are born again, the Word of God becomes alive. And it is life to us, and we want it, we seek it, we go after it, and we read it with a desire. We read it, and it fills us, just like the food. You know, when we go to a restaurant, or even when we go to the table at home, you know, there's food set before us, and it is, we're hungry, and we look forward to eating, and there's things that are really good sometimes. You know, maybe your mother or your wife makes some very good food, and oh, you just can't wait to get your teeth into that good food. And so that's the way it is with someone that is diligently seeking first the kingdom of God, because, you know, we need our daily food. We need it in the natural sense, and we need it in the spiritual sense. If we don't get that daily food, then we will go hungry. We will be lean. We will be, you know, if we don't get the natural food that we eat every day, you know, we will get skinny. We will, if we don't eat, we will eventually die. That's how it is in the spirit. You know, we must feast on the Word of God and seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. It is a beautiful thing to be able to trust the Lord Jesus. It is a beautiful thing, and it is a taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, that's a Bible verse. Not sure where it's found, but there's so many beautiful, beautiful Bible verses. And it's life to us. So if the Bible does not make sense to you, maybe you can find a person that can explain the Word of God to you. Maybe that's what you need. Maybe you can't find your way. Maybe you're blind and you need someone to lead you to the water. You're thirsty, but you don't know how to find the water. You don't know how to get the beautiful flavor out of the Word of God. Maybe you need to call someone and say, how do I find the Lord Jesus? I want to be born again. Maybe you need to call someone, or maybe you just simply need to call on the Lord Jesus Christ and say, save me. I acknowledge that you are a sinner, and call upon the Lord Jesus Christ and say, I want to be saved. You know, it is, we need to call on the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants to save us. He wants to save us. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. Well, I don't want to drag this out. It's time to close. So, God, why don't we just come to God with a word of prayer before we close here. Our Heavenly Father, we just come in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, for each listener. I pray that you would, if they're not born again, I pray that you would touch their hearts, Lord, and help them, Father, to seek you with all their heart, with all their might, and that they might diligently seek the kingdom of God. And Lord, if for those that are born again and know you, I pray that this would be an encouragement to know that that there are people out there that are preaching the gospel. And I also pray that they would undergird us with the power of prayer, Lord, that they would. I just thank you, Father, for what you have done for us, and pray that you would do the same for each one of our listeners, that they might be drawn ever closer to you. Lord, that's my desire. And Father, I commit it to you and trust that this little meditation may bring glory and honor to your holy name. Amen. Okay, well, God bless you, and come back again tomorrow morning, and let's see what the Lord has for us tomorrow.